This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block, and we're going to spend this half hour with a band called The Ducks from Winnipeg, Manitoba. They spell their name D-U-H-K-S. There are five ducks. They're all in their 20s. They take Celtic, French-Canadian, and old-timey music and punch it up with shades of blues and soul and driving Afro-Cuban beats. The Ducks came by our studios to talk and play some songs. This one is a traditional song called True Religion that they've, as they put it, duckified.
Who's gonna make up my dying bed when I die? Who's gonna make up my dying bed when I die? Who's gonna make up my dying bed? Who's gonna make up my dying bed? Who's gonna make up my dying bed?
That's Jessica Havey on lead vocals. She's got spiky, dyed blonde hair and a tattoo down the length of one arm. She wears low-rider jeans, jams her hands in the back pockets, and sways as she sings. There's also Leonard Podolak on clawhammer banjo. His parents started the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and he put the band together. The other ducks are Tanya Elizabeth on fiddle, also Jordan McConnell on guitar, and Scott Sr. on drums and a whole bunch of percussion.
Gonna make up my dying bed when I die. Who's gonna make up my dying bed when I die? Who's gonna make up my dying bed? Who's gonna make up my dying bed? Who's gonna make up my dying bed when I die? Yeah.
I would bet that a lot of what you like about the kind of music you play is that it defies easy labels or easy categorization. What are some of the ways you've been described, and do any of them ring true to you? Does anybody sort of get it right, do you think?
My brother came up with the term progressive soulgrass.
This is Jordan.
This is me.
Yeah. Progressive soulgrass.
Progressive soulgrass, and people seem to like that. I'm not sure exactly how accurate it is, but it's kind of catchy.
Jessica?
I can share a funny thing that somebody said to me the other day. We were playing at the Handlebar in Greenville, South Carolina, and one of the bartenders said, "So I figured it out. I know what kind of music you guys play. It's like Blue Rodeo meets Celtic rock." And I was like, good one.
We always get these like Beyonce meets the Grateful Dead or some sort of like newer kind of fresh.
Beyonce
like,
meets the Chieftain.
Yeah, that's
Child
what it
meets
was.
The Chieftains,
Destiny's Child meets the Chieftain.
Leonard?
I think really what we play is good music. We play music we like, you know, and music that is mostly really traditional. The roots are very deep. And because the music that we make comes from all of us, you know, like when we started, there was sort of, yeah, you know, we're going to play Irish and French Canadian and old timey, but it's so much more than that. You can't really describe it in a category, I don't think.
Would there have been a time, though, Leonard, when you would have gone through sort of a folk rebellion, just rejected it completely?
Pretty much. I mean, I was playing keyboards in a Guns N' Roses cover band in a basement when I was 13.
Anybody else in the band who, I don't know, 10 years ago might have thought that the last place they would be playing in a band like this one?
As of 2 years ago, this is the last place I thought I'd see myself.
This is Scott Sr. on drums and percussion.
The world of folk music and roots music has just opened my whole imagination and mind to so many different styles of music, and my eyes have never been so wide open. I think the idea that this band is trying to get across is that folk music is not just a person sitting there singing their song with a guitar. That might have been the root of it, but where folk music can be taken is kind of up to us. It's coming together and showing the people that, yeah, we do know where our music comes from, but this is where we're taking it.
Would you play us another song?
Absolutely.
What are we going to hear?
I'm in tune for Mr. Down Below.
All right.
September day, with no borders in my way, you'll find me home until the May sun burns the heavy mist down below. I see the rivers flooding strong and people wishing they belong, free for anywhere they want to go. And when they pass by, get into the mist down below. Without fields of ripe from rain, there is no way to feed my pain till I fly the mist down below. But down below is not my fate, there is no land from where I came, not even mist so old. Drifters going door to door, dreaming of the mist of down below. But I'm sure they'd go anywhere they could if wings became their neighborhoods. There'd be nowhere they would know.
I want to talk to you about your instruments. Tanya, I want to start with you. You you lost a hair on your bow in that song, and it looks like that's not an uncommon thing.
No, I'm on my fifth bow for this tour.
How long is that?
We've been on tour for just over a week.
And you've gone through five bows.
5 days, I think, actually.
It says something about the energy with which you play, I think.
Yeah, or just sort of lack of technique, I guess.
But you started on fiddle when you were how old?
3.
3 years old.
Yeah.
Tell me about your fiddle.
I've had this one since I was 10 years old. It's the first full-size fiddle I ever got. And I took it with me to the Mark O'Connor Fiddle Camp when I was 10 years old, and I got all these people to sign it. And I've just sort of kept on collecting them as I got older, and I've got friends on here, and I've got famous people, and I've got not-so-famous people, and there's some people that I
infamous.
Wish that they weren't on there, but, you know, that's the beauty of cleaning your instrument. You can sometimes rub them off. But
Jordan, tell me about your guitar.
Well, this guitar, this is the first guitar that I made when I was just out of high school and went off and lived with a fellow named David Freeman in the middle of nowhere in Saskatchewan. He runs sort of a guitar-making school out there. That was almost 6 years ago now, I guess. And it's still holding up, and it's still my main guitar.
Scott Sr., you're sitting back there on drums. What have you got in front of you today?
I make drums called cajones, and cajones were part of musical history as far as slavery. When Africans and Cubans weren't allowed to play their traditional instruments, they started playing on codfish boxes and candlestick boxes. And then it just kind of came through the works as an actual instrument. There's a few things you can do to actually get the ideal sound you want out of it. There's in the middle of the drum gives off a huge, huge low end. And on the corners of the drum is kind of a snap, a high end. Also, I have a couple of different drums that are called panderos, and they're, if you can imagine, a tambourine with a skin on it, that's tunable. It also has a low end, and so I'm really, really loving that. Kick drums and shakers of all kinds. These are called kashishis, and they're kind of hand-woven baskets filled with little shards of glass. This is a larger one, and they have a kind of a rawhide bottom. This is a smaller one that has like a tin can bottom. And when played together, so those are kashishis, and they got some goat toenails here.
Well, you were playing those at the beginning of that song we just heard, right? The Mists of Down Below?
Yeah, kind of gives the idea of almost rain. And these are from Peru, and these are actual goat toenails.
Goat toenails.
Yeah.
And a lot of them.
And a lot of them, yeah. I like really organic sounding things, you know, not so traditional and kind of thing. And, that, you know, that says a lot about the band as well.
We'll continue with more music and conversation with the Ducks on All Things Considered from NPR News.